Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, I just drove back this morning, San Antonio, and had a wonderful case study there last night, and inauguration of two new consultants that we brought on, two very successful people, both of which you've met in the Tell Del radio shows. The two gentlemen's name is Doug Crummell and David Chip. You've heard their stories, and if you want to go back and check into their stories again, you can look them up on the website and the radio section and check them out and see what they have available there. Great stories. But today I want to cover something a little bit different, and that is I want to cover for you the concept of maturity continuum, the concept of growing up and becoming more mature instead of just having more money. It's a completely different way to look at life, okay? When you look at life, as most people do, they look at life as a vertical challenge to go up the ladder. Straight up the ladder. And the goal is to try to make more and more and more money. Now, what I would like to suggest to you is that it doesn't matter whether you're a little kid and you're getting your money from your parents or who you're getting your money from. In life, there's more to life than having someone else have control over how much money you have and how much money you can earn. You must, as a human being, grow up and figure out how to control and manipulate your own income streams. If you don't, then you are dependent. And just like a child will come to the parent and say, I'm 1 year older, I need more money. You'll see employees come to the employer and say, hey, I've been here a long time, I deserve more money. And the answer is, not unless you produce more. Now, maybe you do produce more, and then maybe you do deserve more. However, the point is, it's not up to you. You really have no say in that. You think you do, but you really don't. If your employer decides tomorrow that he doesn't want to pay you anymore, they just stop paying you. It's over. You're out on the street. You can't pay your bills. This is the way it works out there, my friends. So it doesn't matter whether you're asking for money from your daddy or you're asking for money from your employer. It doesn't matter whether you're an hourly wage person or you're a salaried person. It doesn't matter if you're the president of the company. Unless you totally own that company and have control over the finances of that company, you have no control over your personal wealth and personal finances. You are dependent. Now, this irritates people because 99% of you out there have a job. 99% of you are dependent on something. Maybe your job. Maybe you're a welfare pimp. Maybe you're dependent on the government. And so the government pays for your food, your clothing, food stamps, your health care. And so you think you got it great because you're free. You're free to go do whatever you want to do. You can just be a lazy, good-for-nothing human being. But the reality is, you're no better than a slave. You are a slave that they now control and own, and they still tell you what to do. And they control how much you can have and when you can have it, and you're still dependent. The bottom line is, no matter how you look at this, you're living a dependent lifestyle. And as long as you live a dependent lifestyle, you have no control. So stage number one of growing up is becoming independent. That's the first step, because you've been dependent your entire life. And many of you are still dependent today in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. You're now hoping that your dependency will be taken care of from cradle to grave, that Social Security will be there for you and Medicare will be there for you and all this stuff. Man, society is changing. It's become more and more socialistic all the time. And more people want to be on the dole. They want to be taken care of. But I contend you have no freedom when you're on the dole. Whether it's the dole from the government or it's the dole from your employee or your employer, you're on the dole and they've got you. You cannot live a free life. You think you're free, but you're not free. You're really not. You can't do anything. If they want your house, they'll take your house. If you don't pay the mortgage, they'll take it. If you don't pay the taxes, they'll take it. If you don't pay the homeowner association fee, they'll take it. If they just want it, they'll take it. It's called eminent domain. The government has a right to take anything they want from you. If you don't do what they want you to do, they will put you in jail. They will repossess your body. Think about that. What is jail? That's repossession. You no longer even own your own body. You're dependent. You're dependent on them to allow you to live the way they want you to live. There's no freedom in that. So what I suggest is that most people work their entire lives to make more money. But that the more money you make, the more dependent you become to that money, because you have to have it to pay the bills you've created to live the lifestyle that you want. And the second the money goes away, the lifestyle goes away. Everything does. So the first step in maturity should be learn to become independent. You know, we got kids now living with their parents into their 30s. That's not very independent. You've got people that have never in their life had control over how much money they get. And if you don't believe me and you really believe you do have control, I want you to go to your boss Monday and go, look, been thinking about this all weekend long, listen to this crazy guy named Del Wamsley, and he told me I should ask you for a raise or quit. Now, you know what happened if you say that. They'll fire you. Say quit. I don't care. You know, that's no control. The only control you have is of how you use those dollars that you earn. And if you're frugal and live below your means and save, then you can accumulate some money that might be able to do something with someday. But you're still not financially free. You still got to get up and go to work every day. Most people, if they stop working tomorrow, doesn't matter what they have saved, whether they have a 401k, an IRA, or any other savings account, if they stopped working tomorrow, they couldn't last more than 6 months to a year. That's most people. Probably 90% of the people. Some people couldn't last 60 days. But the bottom line is, if you last a year, you'd be doing pretty well. 2 years would be great. But you need that job. So let's talk about what we really want to do. What I'm suggesting you do is you go out and create passive streams of income. Streams that you own and you control alone. That way no one can come by and say, we're going to stop you from earning that income. We're going to cut you off. You're under our thumb. You need the freedom to make as much money as you need or want, so you can live the way you want, whether it's, you know, to chase your passions around the world, to work in your church, spend time with your family. You need that freedom. You need that control. And if you go out there and start building these passive streams of income, somewhere along the line, you're going to get there. But you got to start. You know the old saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you take a trip of 1,000 miles? One step at a time. That's what it comes down to. You've got to go out there and start doing this stuff. At the case study last night, it was incredible. I'll tell you more about it in the second segment. But it was incredible to see people that had gone from dependency into total independency. It's amazing. So we're going to cover that when we get back. If you'd like to give us a call, our number here is 877-655-6755. I see Mario has called in with a question. I'll get Mario's question right after the break.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Holding through the break now is Mario from Puerto Rico. Mario, how can we help you today, sir?
Hi, Del. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to know, from what I understand, it takes about $20,000 to $25,000 to get into a single family property nowadays. If I have, say, enough money to get into one or two properties, what can I do after that to keep on purchasing properties?
Well, it depends on what you buy, first of all. When you say it takes $20,000 to $25,000 to get into a property,
exactly. Am I correct or not?
Well, not exactly. And I'm going to share with you why it is, okay? The bottom line is, if you go buy a typical rent house, say $100,000, and you have to put 25% down, so there's your $25,000, or you have to put 20% down, so you need that plus closing costs, so it's $25,000. That's the way it would work. However, if you could buy something cheaper, buy something 70 cents on the dollar, a hard money lender will lend you the amount of money to buy and to rehab that property as long as the total isn't over 75% of the actual repaired value of the property. Now, here's the deal, is that you have to buy this thing cheap enough to make that work. If you do, you put nothing down. Now, let's assume that you buy something for $60,000 and you've got $10,000 rehab, that makes it $70,000, and there's $5,000 in closing costs. Well, then you're in for nothing down completely. Now, let's go one step further. Let's say you have to buy it for $70,000 and put $10,000 down. Now there's $80,000 and $5,000 closing costs. Now you're $85,000. The most they'll lend you is $75,000. So you're going to have to come up with $10,000 down, not the full $25,000, you see. So I find deals all the time that you don't have to put the full amount of money down. I see them, I find them. Of course, I don't do houses. I just use them as examples for people.
All right.
But they're out there. So if you're sitting there, Mario, and you've only got $25,000, right? You've got to ask yourself a question. Am I willing to wait to where I can get a little bit better deal and maybe get two deals with my $25,000 instead of one? But once you put that 25 grand into a house, and this is why I like apartments better than houses. Once you put that 25 grand into that house, it's stuck there until you sell that house. And you can't sell it for at least 2 years because you want to hold it long enough to get a 1031 exchange and not have to pay taxes on the gain. Or you could refinance, but you have to understand the property has to go up in value before you can refinance because they're going to require you to keep 25% equity in the deal. So if you bought it at $100,000 and a year later it's worth $150,000, well, now you could go borrow 75% of $150,000, right, which would allow you to pull back out some money, and then you could go do another deal with that money. But you're going to have to wait for it to go up in value. So with houses, you either got to buy them right up front or you've got to wait till they appreciate in value. Otherwise, you can't get that money back. Now you say, well, what else can you do? I mean, you can do anything you want to do, Mario. You could go work. You could pick up a second job. You could go try to flip houses to be a second job. But there's no answer to not having money. Money is the one great limit to single-family housing. You can buy houses if you have money. If you don't have any money, you can't buy houses. Now, apartments are different. On an apartment, you can go out and you can borrow the money for the down payment. You can have other people put up the money and you can raise capital and you can go buy as much as you want to buy. without you having all the money. You see what I'm saying? So that's why most people that stay in this business for any period of time or try to make this a way to survive financially in the long run end up moving towards apartment complexes just for that very reason. But to answer your question, if you've used up, if you only got 25 and you've used up 25, then you got to go back to saving again. Now, one thing I will tell you is this. I did this deal on a spreadsheet way back when I started Lifestyles. And I made this point that, okay, let's take on a spreadsheet and let's build an equation that we can follow. And I said, if you're making $500 a month, by the way, I saw a rent house the other day that I pulled up in a class. It was $1,000 a month cash flow. I'm seeing some incredible cash flows nowadays because you're putting so much down and the interest rates are so low and rents are so high. So let's just say $500 a month of positive cash flow, which is relatively low at this point. What would happen if you save $500 a month? You would end up with $6,000 at the end of the year, right? And so it takes you 2 years to get up to $12,000. And if you can find one deal for as little as $12,000 down, then you can buy one again in 2 years. If not, you know, if you got to have 25, then you got to wait 4 years. And 4 years from now, you buy the next one. But then once you have the next one, whatever it is, whether you get in 1 year, 2 years, plus remember, you can be saving. So if you can save $500 a month, so you can get there in a year or two. Now you buy the second one. Now you got $1,000 a month you're saving. So within a year, you got that $12,000 again, plus whatever you saved. And it accelerates, you understand? And then three, you're making $1,500, and four, you're making $2,000 a month. And pretty soon, you're making enough for a new house every 6 months out of your investments. And that's really one way to go. Now, I will tell you one other thing you can do that I did. When I ran out of money, and I was just starting, I went and found partners. People to put up money. I found doctors. I had a dentist. One dentist bought 11 houses with me. One doctor bought 15 houses with me. And I've had some other partners that I picked up here and there. People that just, they had good jobs, they made good money, but they didn't have the time to go out and earn themselves, you know, this 10, 20, 30% cash on cash return that we're earning on many of these deals. On these single family deals, right? So that's another possibility. If you can find somebody who'd like to put some money up with you and split the profits, and that's a way to grow if you want to do that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Any other question?
Nope. Thanks for your help.
All right, Mario. I wish I could just invent money out of thin air for people, but it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. All right, let's see where we're at. 877-655-6755. We're talking about the maturity continuum. And I was at this case study last night, and it was just so neat because 5 years ago, we started this office in 2009. I guess it would be longer than that, wouldn't it? It was 2014, but 7 years ago. No, I'm sorry, 6 years ago. So 6 years ago, we started this office, and the people at that time were being taught by me because we didn't have any other staff consultants at that time, so I was consulting. And so I had a very intimate relationship with these people, more so than just being the president of the company. I was their consultant, actually. And so there's this group of people that started with me. And now you're looking at them, and they're in the room, and there's 10, 20, 30 of them there, and they're all at a position where they're earning massive amounts of money. Some of them have already retired. And they're very, very happy. So during that 6 years, this group of people that I started now has gotten to the point where they've created passive streams of income. So they're independent of their earned income. If they don't want to work, they don't have to. If they want to, they can. They're independent. However, some of them are still working in their business, whereas others are to the point of working on the business. When we come back, we'll talk about the difference.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Just working through with you this concept that I have of the maturity continuum. And leaving off where we are starting back where we left off before the break, we're talking about people that have made it out of dependency into independency. And you think, okay, well, that's it, right? No. That's not it. That's not the top level. It's not even close to the top level. There's another level above that. And that's where you learn to own businesses that you don't work in. Okay? And this is much more difficult than owning a business that you work in. Anybody can go run a business. Well, I shouldn't say anybody. That was a stretch. Many people can run businesses if they're there every day keeping their finger on what goes on. And in total control. That's a good thing. However, not very many people have learned to own and operate businesses that they don't work in every day, that they don't come into the office, that there's no job description for them. They're just owner. That's it. And if you can learn to do that, then you realize the interdependency of this world. What do I mean by interdependency? Those people out there that are dependent, they need somebody to be dependent on. Workers need owners, or they would starve because they don't know how to take care of themselves. So when you get to that point where you realize the dire need for people to have a job, and you understand the dire need for your product to be delivered to your customer, now you realize that you're supporting both, you're actually creating a way for these people to survive. So I have tenants. Tenants can't buy homes. They can't buy places to live. They are totally dependent on us producing clean, functional housing at a decent price. Likewise, my employees need money. And so they have the skill sets to provide the clean, functional housing in return for earning a wage. Now, I get paid because I figured out how to go get somebody else to lend me money, to take risks and buy this business. I am taking the risk of hiring these people and knowing I have to pay them whether or not we make any money. I'm taking the risk that tenants will move in and maybe do damage or not pay. I'm taking all that risk. Yet, with the skill sets of understanding how to deal with that, and many times you learn that while you're still independent, still working in your business. I started in my business just like most other people do. I ran my single family rent houses myself. I ran my first couple small apartments myself. But you get to the point where if you're going to expand, you cannot be working in the business. There's only so many hours a day, so much of you, and your business then becomes limited by you and your physical abilities. Not just your intellectual abilities anymore, but your actual physical ability. And so you're going to have to learn someday, if you want to be totally free, you're going to have to learn how to operate a business from afar. When you learn to do that, now there's really no limitation to whatever you want to have in your life. Why? Because we can borrow all the money to buy an apartment complex. We can borrow the mortgage. Then we need a down payment. We can raise capital with partners to get the down payment money. And so money's no longer a limitation. Since the loans don't go on our credit reports, it doesn't affect our credit score. There's no credit problems. We get non-recourse loans. So there's no limitation on how much we can borrow. It's not like a house where they say, well, you can only have so much debt and then you mess up your debt-to-income ratio. No, it doesn't even touch our debt-to-income ratio. So we can do as much as we want. We only have so much time, but that doesn't matter. We just hire more people. The more business we do, the more people we hire, the more money we make. And so we have unlimited potential earnings that way. So this is the next step, to become interdependent, to understand you're going to have people working for you. And if you can't ever become interdependent and have people working for you, then you're never going to truly be financially free. Because even as independent as you are, when you own and work in your own business, if you stop working, you're right back to where you were if your boss cut you off. If you don't get up and go to work, you're not going to earn any money. And so you need to learn how to become interdependent. Now, even after you become interdependent, you're going to start working on something called mastery. Mastery is something that is so different than just doing. When you master something, you are going to be able to anticipate and eliminate all of the problems that would normally occur to the guy just trying to work his way through something. You're in front of the problems, not behind the problems. You've got the thing figured out so well that when you start a new business, it's nothing. And these guys last night, I mean, this David Shippey guy, my gosh, 6 apartment complexes in 5 years. He's just knocking them out, one right after the other. And he's reporting massive success in every one of them. So think about that. He is in mastery of what he's doing. Now, Doug Crummell is working on getting to that point. He still works in his business, but he's working on getting to the point where he is just working on that business. So he's like one step behind Dave. But it's something that he's working on that he'll get there. It's going to happen. I know the guy. He's just incredibly sharp. And he understands where he's got to go. But he, like most of us, likes to do things themselves to start with. Dave did the same thing. To get your hands wet, to get your arms around it, to totally understand it so that your employees can't BS you about what is right and wrong and how it should be done. You know, I know how it should be done. You do it my way. So on and so forth. And so he's at that stage. But both of them have stepped into this new level last night. Stepped into a new level, a completely new level, which is above mastery. And this is the part that really, it almost made me cry last night, was here are people right now, after 5 years, that are ready to give back. To be able to give back is the last and greatest level of success in life. When you're so good at what you do that you can help others do it, that is the ultimate maturity level. Why is that mature, Dell? Tell me why. Because up until that point, all you really cared about was you. And now, you care about others. Now, don't get me wrong. To be interdependent, you have to care about your employees. Even in the independent stage, you have to care about your customers. So you first learn to care about your customer. Then you learn to care about your customer and your employees. But this last stage, my friends, is where you start to care about everybody. No one cares how much you know until they know how much you care about them. And that's what I saw last night. After not being to San Antonio for years, because I don't have to work in that business anymore, I've got guys that do it. Even after not being there for years, the connection is still there. It's still strong. Why? Because I cared about them. And now I'm asking them to start caring about other people. To the point where their goal over the next 5 years before they'll probably have given back enough that they'll move on. Their goal over the next 5 years is to retire the next 50 or 100 people that they're going to touch, and they're going to help build these businesses. And each of those people that build those businesses are going to probably take on investors and make their lives better, create better returns for them than they get in the other marketplaces out there. They're going to help customers. And you see what happens? It's a gigantic circle of life that now these two gentlemen who have just decided to come on as consultants to help other people have moved into the most important stage of their life. Yet part of their life not gone, but this is the most important.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
We left out last segment. We were talking about the gentleman that we just brought on in Central Texas, Mr. Doug Crummell and David Shippey. And again, like I said earlier in the show, if you'd like to see or listen to their story, I guess is the way to say it, you can go to our website, Lifestyles Unlimited, and go to the radio tab and look up those radio shows. They're one of the Tell Del shows where they tell their story for all of you to hear. And they're incredible stories. Now, when I hire people to come to work for Lifestyles, we have basically three rules. Rule number one is unsurpassed customer service. Customer has to be happy. Customer has to get helped. That's all there is to it. There's just no other way to say it. It's you got to get the customer taken care of. That's rule number one. Rule number two is intense integrity. I mean, there's 1,000 things that happen when you're helping other people where you have to make the decision, do I say what would be beneficial for me, or do I say what would be beneficial for the person I'm trying to help? Do I sway them in a direction that's beneficial for me, or do I sway them in a direction that's beneficial for their situation? And these are sometimes even tough choices, because sometimes you don't really know which way you should take them. They want to go one way. Their resources don't seem to want to go that way. Don't seem to be available to go that way. Yet some people, through unwavering desire, overcome obstacles and limitations. So you got to be careful. You don't want to, you know, put somebody down or hold them back. But at the same token, you have the responsibility to tell them about the risk involved and the other options that are available. If you think back to when I was answering the question about the money, you know, the honest answer with integrity is, hey, you got $25,000, you invested it, you're done. You got to go save another $25,000. But I tried to open up as many options for him, many different things that he could look at as alternative approaches, and yet keep the integrity there. And that's the hard part about being a consultant, is keeping that integrity. Very important and very difficult in many cases. But these two gentlemen, they reek of integrity. I don't foresee any problem there. So what was the last one? The last one is what I call sustainability. It doesn't do you any good to decide to help other people if in helping other people you destroy your own personal life. Now think about what I just said. First of all, if you destroy your own life, if you overwork yourself, then you're done. And you can't help any more people because now you're destroyed. Remember, man, I wish I could think how to say this. It's really an emotional type thing, but I hate when all these people say, you got to go out there and give. You can't give if you don't have anything to give. What are you talking about? Well, give your time and give your this. No. No, take care of yourself first. If you ever remember what they say when you're in the airplane, put your own oxygen mask on first, then put your kids on. It doesn't do your kid any good if you get their oxygen mask on and then you die and there's no one there to take care of them, right? So you've got to take care of yourself first. And that's part of the integrity of the job, is to know that the people that are helping you really are financially and emotionally free and happy. If you're not really free and really happy, then why are you consulting somebody? I mean, it's just so disingenuous. And I see people come in here and I constantly have to ward off my staff from doing this, where someone wants to do more work. And I tell them constantly, no, you can't do more work. There is no more work to do. If we need to do more work, we need more people. We don't need you doing more work, because that's not sustainable. And like, I've had this company for 25 years, and of course, over 25 years, people come and people go. But they can't come and go at a fast pace. You can't sustain that. Because if your staff's coming and going, it's blowing you out. Well, the same thing's true about consulting. If these guys now have stepped up to be consultants, they're at the highest level possible in the maturity continuum, they're going to have to probably figure out one or two other things they can delegate within their own businesses to carve out couple hours a day to consult people. So the thing, like where they might have reconciled their own bank, well, they can't do that anymore. Somebody else has got to do that, if that's what it is. I mean, it could be anything. There's so many rituals that business people put themselves through that are really unnecessary. I lost my controller the other day, and we're finding out that the guy probably did more damage each week than he did productivity, because nothing was organized, nothing was systemized. And so he's got two full-time employees working under him, and neither one of them are being maximized to their potential, to the number of hours they're working. They're sitting around waiting for him to process stuff to them so they can do their job. And I just said, no, I'm giving you guys access to these accounts. I'm teaching you guys how to do this stuff, because I'm not going to do it. You've got to be able to process accounting. You are the accounts receivable, accounts payable clerks and payroll people. You've got to be able to process this stuff without me doing it with you or for you each month. And when I hire a new controller, I'm going to make that point very clear to that individual also. You've got to have these people trained to do everything. If you go down, or you're sick, or you're killed in a car accident, this office has got to run. We have to have everything systemized and automated to the point where it gets done if any one of the three people are out. Still got to happen, right? And in this case, it's not a matter of too much work, because they're not even working as hard as they should be. In this case, it's just totally unorganized. So my friends, this last level of being able to give back to the world means that you have to make it sustainable. You have to be able to give back for a long time. And ending here, I tell people all the time, if you help enough other people in this world get what you want, you can have anything you want. And people go, that's stupid. I helped somebody once. I'm not rich. But once is not enough, my friends. 16,000 members I have. 25 years. Once is not enough.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.